This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. The Earth could get a fantastic display from space this Memorial Day weekend. Some are predicting an event of a decade with a meteor shower as active as 200 or even 400 falling stars every hour at its peak. And according to the current weather reports, one of the best spots to view this shower could just be northern Michigan. I'm joined now by Mary Stewart Adams of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Emmett County. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Linda.
So, of course, this is all really quite speculative, but what is the likelihood that there really will be such an impressive display from space this weekend?
You know, it's hard to say because sometimes predictions are made that don't pan out the way we expect. What's happening is the Earth is moving across the trail of stuff left in the path of the comet 209P Lanier. And it's when we cross the trail of a comet that we have this experience of shooting stars in our atmosphere.
And is there anything about the perspective of what we're going to be seeing? I've heard maybe it's going to look like it's coming from the North Pole.
Well, what happens with meteor showers is that there's the center point or the seeming radiant from which the stars seem to shoot, but you don't really have to look at that spot. You don't even have to know where that spot is because they shoot across the sky. But because that center point is in a constellation that's in the northern sky, it makes the views from the northern part of the Earth better.
That's great for northern Michigan, I guess.
That's great for northern Michigan, and also the weather forecast that it's going to be clear here this weekend really makes it a wonderful opportunity for viewing. But also it's good to notice that if we don't see this spectacular showing of meteor showers, we may see some shooting stars. Also, the moon will be a waning crescent near the brilliant star or planet Venus in the morning sky. So that's a consolation prize for anybody who gets up early to try to see the shower.
Well, I'm sure you're definitely going to be out there on Saturday. How early? What's the best time to catch this?
It's Saturday morning before dawn. So this is the predicted peak is between 3 and 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, the 24th. So you go to bed Friday night, and then you have to get up really early before dawn Saturday to catch the peak.
This is the first time, am I right, that this particular meteor shower will be seen from Earth?
Yes, and that's what makes it so exciting, because oftentimes the discoveries that are being made in the world of astronomy are with deep space telescopes, and they're things that we can't see with the naked eye. So it's really exciting to find the opportunity for something that you can see with the naked eye, that you don't have to have a telescope, you don't have to know a whole lot to see it, and it's the first time it will ever be seen. So I think that's what's really driving the enthusiasm about this particular event and the hope that something is spectacular is really going to happen.
Is there going to be an organized event at the Dark Sky Park?
Yes, at the Headlands, we'll be gathering at 3 a.m., which is the time of the peak, the predicted peak. We're gathering at the entrance to the Headlands so that we'll have a really good view looking toward the east, because I'm just hopeful that people will be satisfied that even if we don't see 200 shooting stars an hour, which is a remarkable number to predict, at least we'll be able to see a clear view of the eastern horizon where we'll catch the moon and Venus also coming up. And it's really just a lot of fun to gather with a group underneath the sky with this anticipation of seeing something unusual. So we'll meet at 3 a.m. at the entrance to the Headlands and hope for the best.
Once again, that's Mary Stewart Adams of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park, and you can hear her Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky each Friday morning on Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Linda.